There's this famous quote from Thomas Edison. You've probably heard it before, but when he was asked about his many failures, and he had a lot of them, he said, "I have not failed 10,000 times. I have successfully found 10,000 ways that will not work." You might say that he was relentless in pursuit of his goals. Now, he didn't compare himself to other inventors and say things like, "Well, that Tesla guy makes it look really easy. I must be doing something wrong." He didn't chase after dubious claims of quick results or buy courses about how to get your first patent in 30 days with no experience. He kept his head down and he focused on doing the work that got the results that he was aiming for. This is episode number 114 of the Tiny Course Empire podcast. And today I want to talk to you about what it means to be relentless in pursuit of your goals and how you can adopt that attitude for your business and maybe even for your life.
Welcome to the Tiny Course Empire podcast, a weekly show dedicated to helping you launch and grow your digital course business, even if you don't have a big team or a six-figure ads budget. We'll help you design smart systems, take consistent action, and achieve massive success on your own terms. Now, here's your host, Cindy Bedar.
Hey, it's Cindy, and thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with me. You'll find the show notes and the recommended resources for this episode at tinycourseempire.com/114. While you're there, be sure to hit the subscribe button. We are back with a new publishing schedule and new episodes drop every Monday morning. Next week, I'm going to kick off a series about how to make good decisions in your business and maybe in your life. I've got a few strategies for you to try on that are going to make it easier for you to stop overthinking and start moving forward instead. But that's next week. This week is all about being relentless in pursuit of success. So what do I even mean by that? Because honestly, it sounds a little hostile, doesn't it? It might make you think of stalkers or debt collectors or that aggressive car sales guy that you can't seem to get away from. What I'm talking about today, though, is relentless pursuit of your goals, not in an angry or an overly aggressive way, but with an attitude that says, I have confidence in my ability to succeed, and I am going to see it through to the end, no matter what. 12 years ago, when I first told my husband that I wanted to quit my job to start an online business, he wanted to know how I could be sure that I would be successful, how I could know that I wasn't going to have to go back and get a job in the end. And the only answer I could give him was that other people were doing it, so I must be able to do it too, right? I had confidence in myself, that's true, but I also had some other traits that have helped me to maintain my own relentlessness in pursuit of my business goals. The first one, and I can see this back as far as I can remember, is just really the love of a good challenge. I've always, always appreciated a challenge. I've always felt up to the challenge. I remember when I was really very young, I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, I challenged myself to read the book that my dad was reading. It was Shogun was the title of it. You may remember this book. It was 1,200 pages long. I was like 8 years old, 9 years old, maybe. And I read that book. It was one of the very first adult novels that I ever read. And I read it just because I wanted to see if I could do it, because I wanted to prove to myself and to other people that I was up to the challenge. In high school, I taught myself to program a computer just because I wanted to see if I could do it. I feel the same way about business. It's a game to me. It's a personal challenge. And the reward of figuring out some techie problem that I'm having, or figuring out how to make a sale, or how to improve my sales figures, or setting up a new funnel, that is exactly what I need to keep me motivated. I don't need a lot of other external validation. I just need to know that I faced the challenge and I came out ahead, and that is enough to motivate me. And I'll tell you what, I need that motivation because not every podcast episode is a hit. Not every course makes sales. Not every lead magnet converts really well. Sometimes a summit interview or a webinar just really stinks and nobody buys anything. And as an entrepreneur, I had to learn to accept those poor results. I mean, really, who cares anyway if the summit interview wasn't very good or the podcast episode didn't really resonate with people? I mean, who cares? I have to remember that it doesn't mean that I failed. It just means that I've discovered something that doesn't work. And that is incredibly valuable because it gives me the insight that I need to make improvements and to try again. I can rework and I can practice that webinar pitch. I can test a different headline on a landing page. I can try a different traffic source. There is always, always, always something to learn from my poor results. But I can only do that if I can look at them objectively and then make an intentional plan to improve them. The next thing that I try to do and that I try to encourage you to do is to celebrate those small wins. I have a coaching client who thought that her content marketing plan really wasn't working. She had published a few articles and she wasn't really seeing the results that she considered to be good at this point. But here's the thing. We all start with nothing. We don't have any social followers. We don't have any email subscribers. We don't have any podcast listeners. We don't have any blog readers. We have nothing, no audience. Now, instead of comparing yourself to others and expecting massive results right out of the gate when you know that you have no audience, it's better to accept where you're at in the process and recognize the small wins for what they are, which is a sign that you are going in the right direction. So let's say that you decide you're going to publish content on Medium to grow your audience, and you commit to publishing a new article every Tuesday, and the first Tuesday comes and you get no engagement. Nobody reads, nobody claps, nobody does anything. That's really to be expected. No one knows you, no one's following you yet. Now the next Tuesday comes, you publish again, and all of a sudden you have one reader. And the following Tuesday, maybe you have three readers. 2 months later, and maybe you're seeing 10 readers on average every Tuesday instead of none. Are those 10 readers on Medium going to change your life? No, probably not. But it is a small win worth celebrating, and it is a trend line that you can work with. It is a sign that you are going in the right direction. I have to tell you that yesterday, my client told me that she has booked a former client of hers for some additional coaching thanks to an article she published at my encouragement. That's definitely a win worth celebrating, I think, and it would not have happened had she not kept going even when she thought it wasn't working. And here's a tip for making sure that you notice and appreciate these small wins, because this is really important. Keep an evidence journal. I do recommend that you use a paper notebook for this because science has proven that the words that we write with a pen are more easily remembered and acted on than those that we type into an app or on our laptop or phone. So get yourself a small notebook, doesn't have to be fancy, and a pen, and keep it with you. Then every time you spot a bit of evidence that what you're doing is working, write it down in your notebook. When you get a new email from a new email subscriber from an article that you wrote, write it down. When you get a new client referral, write it down. Whatever it is, no matter how small or insignificant it might seem, make a note of it in your evidence journal. Not only will that give you a boost of energy simply by noticing it, but down the road, when things start to feel hard, you'll have a list of wins to look back on as proof that you are going in the right direction. It is really, really hard for our brains to see positive progress, especially when it's slow. But when you have evidence of it, when you have a log, you're keeping a log of your progress, it's easier for you to remind your brain that, yes, you really have come a long way. But you have to ask yourself, okay, but what if what you're doing really isn't working? What if there is no evidence? What if those 3 or 5 or 10 reads on Medium never materialize, no matter how long you stay at it, or that past client never shows up for another coaching call. That's when you have to be willing to ruthlessly cut out even the things that you might enjoy doing because they are a waste of your time. Here's the thing. Before you cut something you think is not working, ask yourself if you've really given it a fair chance. My client might have said, I'm going to cut this content that I'm publishing because it's not working. But if she had talked to herself honestly, and I'm glad she talked to me about it, I was able to point out to her she really hadn't given it a fair chance. If I were your coach and you came to me with this questioning whether or not you should keep going, I would first want to know a couple of things. First, I'd want to know if you're taking the time to write a compelling headline, for example, if you have a great hook. These are the things that attract attention to your content. And if you have a dull headline, people are going to scroll right past. And if you have an intriguing headline and a lifeless intro, they're going to hit the back button and they're going to move on. I would also want to know if you're doing anything to promote your content. Are you commenting on other articles? Are you posting your links to social media? Are you using good keywords? Are you emailing your list? It's not enough to just be putting the content out there. I know that feels like it should be enough, right? We should be able to write it and people will find it and show up. But the reality is you have to do your part to drive traffic too, even if you only have a tiny, tiny circle of influence. That's how the flywheel starts to turn. It's really slow at first and it feels like it is not working. But if you don't give up, it gets easier and easier over time. And that's my next point. Building anything of value in this world takes time. And if you think about it, you probably wouldn't want it any other way. I mean, ask yourself, would you want to live in a house that was built in a weekend? Probably not. What about the books you read? Would you rather read a book that ChatGPT wrote in 3 minutes or one that your favorite author spent a year on? You'll find examples like this everywhere, and especially in business. Building a sustainable, profitable business takes time. I know that I have banged this drum over and over and over again, but it is worth saying one more time. You have to be willing to be in this for the long term, because there is no such thing as a get-rich-quick strategy that actually works. It's the compound interest that builds up on those small wins that really matters. And that means that you have to also resist the urge to give up when it starts to feel a little hard. There's this single panel cartoon that I see making the rounds from time to time. It's classic motivational poster stuff. You've probably seen it. It's two men, both with pickaxes in their hand, and they're mining for diamonds. They're digging tunnels underground. And one man in the top tunnel is enthusiastically digging, and the other has just given up and turned around, and you can see the defeat on his face. His head is hanging, and he just looks exhausted, and he has completely given up. The thing is, you can see the motherlode of diamonds just inches from where he quit. He can't see it because he's digging a tunnel, but we know that if he had just gone a little tiny bit further, he would have reached that treasure that he was after. As humans, we want to give up when things get hard. It makes our brains happy. Our brains are trying to protect us. And when things feel hard, the way that we solve that problem, the way that we protect ourselves is by giving up. So we want to give up on the diet and just eat the cake instead. We want to give up on writing the book and just go watch television instead. We want to quit practicing guitar when our fingers start to hurt. That's just being a human being. But quitting when things get hard is actually the opposite of being relentless. It's relenting. It's relenting to the work. It's relenting to the struggles. It's relenting to the pain and taking the easy path instead. Seth Godin talks about this in his book, The Dip, and I highly recommend you read that. His point in that book is that as human beings, we either give up too soon or we stay in the game too long, and both are not productive for us. They don't give us the results that we want. And the book is all about figuring out where you are at in the process and whether you need to keep going or whether it is truly time for you to give up without wasting a bunch of time just digging and digging and digging and getting nowhere. I highly recommend you read that book. I'll leave the link in the show notes for you. And that brings me to my last point, which is about recommitment. I have a sticky note on my monitor that simply says, recommit. It is there to remind me that every single minute is another opportunity for me to recommit to the action plan that I have laid out for myself. I learned this from a diet coach, actually. She was talking about how we have a tendency to throw in the towel on an entire healthy eating plan just because we ate a single cookie after dinner. I know that I've done that. I bet anybody who's listening to me who has ever tried to lose weight or change their eating habits has done the same thing. I can plan out my meals. I can make healthy food choices for 3 days or 5 days or 2 weeks or even a few months. And then one day, I'll eat a cookie. And with that one cookie, my brain will say, well, you blew it now. You might as well eat the whole box and start again on Monday or the first of the month or after the holidays. You know, don't try to eat healthy during the holidays. Just wait till the first of the year. It's all fine. You already blew it. You ate the cookie. That's where recommitment comes in. What this diet coach said, and it stuck with me all these years later, is that every bite is an opportunity to recommit. I don't have to eat another cookie. I don't have to wait until Monday or the first of the month or the first of the year. I can recommit to my healthy eating plan right now in this minute. Business owners have the opportunity to recommit every single minute as well. Forget about the email schedule that you flaked out on and you haven't emailed your list in 4 weeks or whatever. Don't worry about the articles that didn't have great SEO. Don't give a second thought to that afternoon that you spent scrolling through Instagram instead of working. Recommit to your plans and start again in this very minute. That's how you become relentless. That's how you pursue your goals and actually achieve them. Now, I would love to hear from you. Would you click over to tinycourseempire.com/114 and leave me a comment? I'd like to know which of these strategies you're going to use to keep making progress towards your goals, or alternatively, which ones are the ones that you most struggle with? Do you really struggle with celebrating those little wins, or do you really struggle with giving up when things seem a little bit hard? I'd love to hear from you. And could you do me a favor? If you have a friend or a colleague who could use business building advice, would you share this link with them as well? It's a great way to grow our audience, and I'd appreciate your support. All the episodes can be found at tinycourseempire.com. That's it for me this week. I will be back next week with my best advice for making those big decisions that are keeping you stuck, whether it's which platform to publish on, which email provider to use, or which coaching certification to pursue. There's a decision-making strategy that will help make those choices easier. And I look forward to sharing some of my favorites with you. Have a terrific rest of your day, and I'll talk to you all next week. If you like what you hear on the Tiny Course Empire podcast, you're going to love all of the courses and workshops and support you'll find inside Six Figure Systems. That's my monthly program where we dig into online marketing for regular people like you and me. We don't do big launches, we don't have the big headaches, and we don't have the big expenses that come with them. Instead, we focus on creating repeatable, sustainable systems that continue to grow over time and that don't suck up all of our energy or require a 10-person team to manage. You can come see what we're all about at sixfiguresystems.com, and I'll see you on the inside.